and welcome to another Takeover episode of It's Okay to Fail, a NAMIOC podcast. I'm your Takeover host for today, Sienna Bella. I'm 15 years old. I'm a singer and a songwriter. I write and compose and produce my own music. Music has always made me super happy, and it always puts a smile on my face. That's why I really hope to put a smile on everybody's hearts, just as how music done for me. I just released my Christmas song yesterday. It just got out yesterday. But it is finished, and it is called Christmas Baby Please Come Home. I am currently finishing on my first album, which is almost completed, and I'm very excited. I wanted to thank you all for joining and sparing this time to listen to the podcast. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. I just want to wish you all a very merry jolly Christmas. Super fun. I cannot wait. This unique Takeover episode is a feature of the NAMIOC Media Masterclass, which teaches teens and young adults ages 16 through 24 the basics of podcasting and growing our social media presence. Takeover episodes feature Media Masterclass students like myself who want to start their own podcast. The topic for this episode is about imperfections. I know a lot of people struggle with trying to be perfect and trying to make themselves fit in this image of perfection when really they're already perfect by themselves. And I really understand how they feel, and I really relate to them. Not only is this about creativity and art or like music or whatever you do, I feel like other people can relate to this in many different forms. Before we start, I'll provide the disclaimers. It's Okay to Fail is for informational, educational, and or entertainment purposes only, and does not substitute for medical or psychiatric advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It's Okay to Fail is funded by the Orange County Healthcare Agency, Behavior Health Services, Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Let's get on with the episode. I know a lot of people have been struggling with imperfections with themselves. I definitely know how you feel. Not only is it with what they love to do, but also with their looks or how they feel about themselves. I totally understand. I kind of struggle with being a perfectionist, which I try not to do because I feel like sometimes that can be really bad for your mental health, and sometimes it can be really toxic. And being a perfectionist is just, I don't know, really, really super hard. And there's a lot of frustrations and stuff that you gotta tell yourself not to do. But especially when I'm making my music, I'm totally in my perfectionist mode when I'm making my music. Making music is not easy as it seems. It is very difficult. Very, very long battles. It's hard. You gotta work hard. It's gotta write the music. You gotta compose everything. And it takes a very, very long time. And a lot, you have to put your effort into making it as well. And sometimes when I make my own music, I have to have battles with myself mentally. And for example, when I was making my first single, Stronger, it just didn't really turn out when I first made it. It was like, you know, I knew exactly what I wanted my song to sound like. I had the lyrics. But I was like, you know, making the instrumental, but and like the beats to it. But, you know, I had the idea how I wanted my song to turn out. But in the beginning, it just did not turn out the way I wanted it to turn out. I had the beats. I had the drum. I put in the drum. I put in the bass. And I put in like simple instruments. And then, I don't know, it just didn't sound how I wanted it to sound. It just didn't sound nice. Didn't satisfy me at all. And there's many imperfections when the beginning of Stronger. And, you know, I was like, you know what, I'll just do this again. And so I redid the song. I added another drums. I added more drums. I added trumpets. I added like little MIDI instruments to it. And it just still didn't turn out. It didn't really satisfy me at all. And so, you know, I did it again. And then I did it over and over and over and over, just over and over and over for at least like 4 days. And by the fourth day, I was really frustrated with myself. Like, why is it my song turning out? Like, I've been working so hard for this to turn out. I'm like, it's just, like, I'm really disappointed with how it's coming out right now. And so, you know, I was like really frustrated, and out of frustration, I just deleted the whole entire song. I would just deleted it, the whole entire project. deleted it. I had the lyrics, but I just deleted the instrumental and I just didn't go back to it for like a couple weeks. I was done. I was just really disappointed. I was really sad. And so I didn't really go back to it after like a couple of weeks, like maybe just three. But then I went back and I finally, you know, gathered myself up. And then like, I was just like, you know what? I got to get back. I got to finish this song. And so when I was about to start again, start off clean, whatever, it just kind of, I thought to myself, I should have never deleted what I had in the beginning. Like, it probably sounded great. And I, you know, even though it didn't sound good with like what I had, I probably could have used that for another song. I probably should have kept that. And like, you know, you can, I can, I should have, I could have built off of it. And I was just like, all right, you know what? I'm just gonna start off fresh, but next time I won't do that because, you know, it's your work. So you shouldn't delete what you had, even if it's not perfect. And so, you know, I told myself, okay, I better not get too frustrated with myself. I have to like just loosen up, because the more I like pressure myself into making it perfect, the more I'm not going to finish this song. And so I started off again. I added in the drums again. I added in more instruments, trumpets. I added in violins, all that good stuff. And, you know, it really took me a hard time to like battle myself, like have like mental battles with myself, telling myself, okay, you got to stop being a perfectionist. This is not going to go anywhere, Sienna. Like just like little mini mental conversations with myself, like in my brain, a lot of battles. And it was just a battle with my perfectionist self, you know. And finally, after a while, I finally finished Stronger. And I listened to it, and it actually came out pretty good. It was not the way I was hoping it to turn out, but it turned out much better than what I was expecting. It sounded really good. And so that's when I realized, okay, I gotta like put aside my perfectionist self, you know. I would have finished this song sooner if I wasn't pressuring myself into making it tip-top perfect with a cherry on top. And same thing happened with my second single, Mixed Singles. I like wanted to make a song that was like, you know, upbeat, jamming, funky, kind of disco type upbeat song that you all can rock to. But in the beginning, when I first made Mixed Signals, it did not sound exactly how it sounds now. It sounded like a classical song. Like, it started off with piano. The instrumental was, like, piano. And it did not sound like a pop song at all. It sounded like those classical piano songs you hear on the radio when you go to work. And, you know, I was just, like, shocked. Like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this piano thing? Okay, and I was like, all right, I'll add in the beats, add in drums. And I don't know, it didn't really vibe with me. It just didn't seem like the song that I was hoping for as well. And you know, I had the lyrics, I just needed to make the instrumental. And I was like, okay, you know, sometimes when you're making songs, if you like, for example, let's say you wanted to make an R&B song, but then it depends on what beats you use. And sometimes that R&B song of yours can turn into pop. And let's say if you wanted to make a rap song, but then you put in some sort of beats, some like different beats, and then suddenly it turns into opera songs. So sometimes the songs that you make won't, well, depending on the beats that you use, won't turn out the kind of genre of song that you're hoping for. And that's what happened with Make Singles. It was going in that classical range, and I was like, okay, oh shoot, this is not how I wanted it to sound. And so I started getting frustrated again. And I finally caught myself, and I was just like, okay, Sienna, you can't do this to yourself. You're going to start doing that whole cycle of remaking your song, and you're never going to finish it. You're never going to complete it. And your Mixed Signals isn't going to even exist at all if you're going to keep being frustrated with yourself. And so I was like, okay, I got to loosen up and I got to stop doing this. I got to really just push out the negativity thoughts, like the negative thoughts. I had to really think positive with my song. I had to keep going. I had to believe in myself that I could create the song. So what I did, I had the piano, I had the drums. And so I started throwing in different stuff that I wouldn't use. I tried throwing in new stuff. I added, you know, snaps. I added sprinkles. I added bass and stuff. And finally, I added guitar, which that was the last instrument I thought I'd use for mixed signals. And I added that. And, you know, I gave it a listen. It was still in the works. And it sounded pretty good. It wasn't perfect, but it was nice to hear my song progressing. And then later on, when I added more fillers, the song was getting better. It was like, in the beginning, it wasn't perfect, but it's slowly, gradually getting better. If I kept like, you know, if I was too frustrated with mixed signals, I would have never built off of it and created the song. So afterwards, I added in fillers, I added more stuff, and the song was just progressing each step. And finally, I finished mixed signals. I gave it a listen. I added in my vocals and all those harmony stuff. And then I gave it a listen and I was like, wow, this sounds really great. It didn't turn out the way I was hoping it to turn out, but it turned out much better. It sounded much better with all the stuff, and I tried new things, and there's a little bit of edges, a little imperfections with the song, but it turned out really great. And, you know, besides music, I really, really like art. I love drawing. I really want to be a comic artist. And, you know, the good thing with art is that you don't need to be perfect. Literally, you can get a paint bucket and you can throw it on the wall, and then voila, it's a masterpiece, and people will pay $1 million just to buy that wall. And it's funny because with art, you don't really have to be perfect. You can create anything you want, like a dragon human bunny, and it's art. Or you can create any kind of characters, and it's, you know, it's from your mind, it's your imagination. But sometimes, even though art doesn't need to be perfect to be art, sometimes I really get too technical and, you know, focusing too much on my little mistakes, like, okay, the face isn't symmetrical, the eyes are off center, the facial expression just does not look right, and the hair doesn't look natural, the fingers look like spider legs, and the poses look like jelly form human people, and the coloring just does not look realistic at all. And I get really technical with my art, and then I start looking at other people's art and I'm just like, okay, wow, why can't I draw like that? Why is my art not good enough? I spend so many hours drawing and it's still not perfect enough. And so that's when I start comparing. I compare my art to other people's, but let me tell you, comparing is not good at all, especially if you're doing it with your creations or if you're comparing your looks to other people. I feel like comparing is just really bad. It's toxic and it's really bad for your mind and yourself, because it'll start eating yourself slowly alive, and then you'll start comparing yourself to everybody else. So, you know, I really try my hardest to stay away from that, you know, and then sometimes I get lost in social media, and that's when it happens. And then I start to overthink about my art. I'm just like, okay, my art's just not, I don't think my art's good enough, man. I don't know if I should continue drawing. And that's when I start, like, I get afraid to, like, continue drawing. I don't really draw that much, and I stop doing what I love to do, and I get art block because, like, I'm too afraid to draw, and I really think all my drawings are just not good enough. And the same thing happens with writing. I love writing stories because I feel like you can create this kind of world that's your own. You can make whatever characters, and the story doesn't even have to make sense, and it's your story. And, you know, I love writing. That's why I love writing. But sometimes, you know, I had stories, and I had the plots, and I had the characters. And when I'm writing it, I'll, like, write the first few chapters, like, for example, let's say, like, 5. But then I'll start, you know, focusing too much on, like, little mishaps here and there. Like, first it'll start off with, like, you know, typos and grammar errors. But then I'll start thinking to myself, okay, is this plot too cliche? Are these chapters too long? Is it too short? Are the characters not relatable? is this, will the readers really be engaged in my story? Is this like really eye-catching to them? Will they be hooked on it? Are they excited to read it? Is this story even exciting? Whatever. Is it funny enough? Is it, you know, all that stuff. And then I'll start to read other people's stories. And then I'll just wonder, like, why? Oh, man, I wish I could write exciting stories like that. And so that's when I start to rewrite the first few chapters of my stories over and over and over again until I can get it perfect. And even when it is perfect, I'll be like, it's not perfect enough or whatever, and I'll just erase it. And it's just an endless cycle of doing that. And that's what happened to my two stories that I started like 2 years ago. I had the first few chapters. I had like a couple chapters. I think it was like three. One of them had three chapters. And, you know, I had the plot and I had the characters. And but what happened was, is I got too technical. I was focusing too much on all my mistakes that I never even finished the book. Never got to the ending. Never even got to the middle of the book. I just kept writing the first few chapters over and over and over again. I wrote it out, and then after a couple weeks, I'll be like, okay, this does not sound good. It sounds like trash. I erased it, and then I rewrote it again over and over and over and over and over to the point where I lost motivation and interest in finishing the story. I never finished the story, and I just lost creativity in what I wanted to do. Especially, that's what happens with my art. I started getting art block. I started getting writer's block as well. And when I focused too much on trying to make everything perfect, I kind of lost motivation and in what I love to do. And, you know, art, music, and writing is stuff that I love to do. But when I start focusing and pressuring myself to be perfect or whatever in all my stuff, I just don't really like doing them anymore. I start disliking what I love to do. I start losing creativity, and I just don't want to continue it anymore because I'm always pressuring myself into, you know, forming in this mold of perfection with my creations. And that's when art block and writer's block comes in, and I lose lots of creativity. And I just, you shouldn't really do that at all, because if it's something that you love to do, you shouldn't pressure yourself at all. And usually the things that you make could, it actually is perfect already. And even like the first few things that you make aren't going to be, you know, great. Like the first recipe that you make, the first invention, the first hairstyle that you make, or the first song that you make, the first artwork that you make, the first story that you write, they're all not gonna be perfect. Of course, it's the first one is never going to be perfect, but it's good to grow off of it, you know? And sometimes when social media gets too toxic for me, and especially, you know, for my art and my writing or any of that, I love to take breaks. Taking breaks, I really want to stress that. Taking breaks is really great for yourself. Definitely don't stress on little mistakes too much, or else you're just not going to progress. You're going to stay in that little area. Mistakes and imperfections don't make you who you are. And, you know, like I said, you're not the first thing that you create, it's not going to be perfect. Literally, I mean, it'll be nice. Like, it'll sound okay, but it won't be perfect. And usually you can use these things, all your mistakes, you can possibly learn from it. And, you know, you can use, like how I deleted my first stronger instrumental. I should have never done that because I could have built off of it. Growth is really great because, first of all, it's like stepping up a staircase. Your first song isn't going to sound great. Well, sound is good, or your first artwork isn't going to look as good, but you can progress each level like a game. Like, you're not going to be strong at level one. You're going to have to like keep progressing until you get to level 30, which takes a very long time. And so you can learn from it. Growth is really great. You just need to have patience and believe in yourself. Just have faith. Don't doubt yourself. Definitely just keep creating no matter how many mistakes you have in it, because you'll get better, I promise. And definitely, growth is the best thing. It takes patience, but you'll get better. And if things are getting too pressuring for you, because, you know, I do get tired and I get really burnt out from all the stuff that I love to do, recharging is the best. Recharge, take a break, take a breather, and just do like little stuff that you love to do. Like if I'm like really tired and I don't want to do my songs or whatever, I'll take a break from my music, art, and writing. And, you know, I'll just do little mini stuff that I love to do. I love to talk to my parents and take a break for a whole week. Sometimes I like to go riding my bike. Sometimes I like to go to the pool. Maybe I just sit down at home, cuddle in my bed with my stuffed animals and watch a movie. Like, I'll just eat my favorite food and I'll, you know, take a break because you deserve it. You worked hard. You got to pat yourself on the shoulder. Give yourself some credit. You know, don't always force yourself and stuff because, like, you're working hard and you need self-love, you know? And what I also like to do is sometimes, let's say, stuff that I really want to improve in what I like to do, I just write it down and then, you know, I'll make a conclusion and then I'll just come back to it. But definitely don't stress out about it and just recharge. And what else would I like to do when I'm taking breaks is take a break off of social media. Personally, for me, social media is very toxic. It's toxic for your mental self and stuff. And a lot of times people, again, we'll start comparing themselves to other people and then they'll try to like fit in this mold of perfection. They'll think other people are like, okay, they're perfect. I gotta be perfect as them. Don't do that. Social media is just toxic. I like to take a long break from social media. So definitely log out of social media when you're taking a break. Find some time for yourself, you know, watch your favorite movie, eat your favorite food, cook your favorite food, and or maybe just take a little nap. You know, just small little breaks. And what I also like to do is to keep things out of balance. Keeping things out of balance is really good because you don't want to put all like the weight on one side. That's why I really like to do music, but then I like to do art and then I like to do writing. So for example, if I'm really maybe, let's say I made a song with my music, but then like I just don't have any ideas for music, then I'll move on to my art. I'll start drawing and stuff. And let's say like I get art block or I'm just bored with drawing, I'll move on to writing. And if I write a few chapters and I'm already chaptered out, then, you know, I'll go back to my music. And so definitely keep things out of balance. That's why I have just have little mini hobbies that you love to do. And, you know, also, not just with what you love to do, also balance out your thoughts. Like, sometimes if you think too much on, like, if you have too much negative thoughts and you doubt yourself a lot, that negative lever thing is going to go downhill and it's going to be, you're going to drown in it. So you got to think positive. Have faith. Believe in yourself. So have more positive thoughts. Keep things out of balance. Keep your mind out of balance, especially because, like, you know, if the day was all night, we wouldn't even wake up. And if the day was all day, you know, we just stay up for 24 hours. That's why we got to balance things out, like day and night. Or for example, let's say you're doing all work and you don't do the stuff that you love. You know, you got to balance stuff out, balance out work and balance out the stuff that you love to do. Or maybe like, you're sleeping too much and you're forgetting about, I don't know, watering your plants. You gotta balance stuff out, you know? It's good to think, keep things out of balance. Really helps. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you are who you are. You can't change that at all. I totally understand sometimes our selves can get the best of us, mental like imperfections and stuff. I totally understand, because sometimes I get too lost in it. And you know, we're not perfect. We're humans, and we don't, you know, sometimes that happens. But you just got to keep going and stuff. Accept your imperfections, because You gotta love yourself and stuff. Self-love is the best love. And without loving yourself, it's not really gonna help at all, you know? The more you doubt yourself, the more you're not gonna continue. Like with my art, with my music, the more I doubt myself and I'm frustrated with myself, the more I'm not gonna finish my songs. And I'm not gonna continue creating music. Especially with my art, the more I focus too much on all my mistakes with my art, the more I'm just not gonna love to draw anymore. The more I'm not gonna draw anymore. And, you know, that's what also happens with my writing. If I like keep going, doing that cycle over and over and over, keep rewriting my chapters and stuff, I'm never going to finish the story. So definitely accept your imperfections, you know. We're not all perfect. And I know some people not only have like struggled with imperfections with what they do, but with their looks. Like, I totally understand. I know how you feel, but literally you're so beautiful inside and out, and you don't need to be the perfect princess, whatever, because you already are. You're a perfect prince and a princess, whatever. And, you know, sometimes our imperfections can be really beautiful and artistic and creative. You know, our mistakes and our imperfections don't make us who we are. And, you know, it's just, you got to accept yourself, have faith, and definitely keep swimming, because, you know, growth is the best thing, and progressing through all of your stuff is the best thing. Like, just keep going. Like, see, with my music, I'll just keep creating music because it's something that I love to do. It really is. I love music so much. So I'll keep creating music. I won't focus too much on what my music sounds like or if my harmonies aren't the best. I'll just keep going, because you'll get better in time. Just keep creating. And, you know, going back to accepting your imperfections, sometimes people actually, if you're thinking some of your stuff are like imperfect, sometimes people will actually think to them, they're perfect. You know what I mean? Like, for example, let's say you invented something and you think it's not the best invention at all. And you're like, oh, okay, this isn't useful, whatever. To other people, that could be actually perfect to them. That could have been that's like the perfect invention to them. They're probably, wow, you actually created that, especially with your looks. If you're thinking you're imperfect in the body shape or whatever, who you are, don't think that, because you literally are beautiful. And I'm 100% sure a lot of other people really think that you're beautiful inside and out. So definitely accept your imperfections, keep swimming, because just keep doing what you love to do. Definitely don't overthink in all the stuff that I do. That's why I really try not to overthink and compare myself. You know, I'll start losing creativity, and then I'll lose motivation in what I love to do. And so, you know, that's why I just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. And, you know, last but not least, you are one of a kind. You are you at the end of the day, and nobody can change that. You're unique, and you're the only one of you. So that's the best part, you know? You're not perfect, but you're already perfect. For who you are and for what you create, for what you do, and for what you look like, you're perfect already. Like, definitely believe in yourself. Have faith in what you do. Have faith in yourself. Believe in yourself. Don't always doubt yourself, because if you keep doubting yourself, you're not gonna, you know, continue what you're going to love to do. Don't doubt yourself, because the more you doubt yourself, the more you pressure yourself, the more you're just not going to be yourself at all. Like, for example, with my music, if I keep pressuring myself and I'm frustrated with it not being perfect, I won't make music, the type of music that I like, that I love. So definitely don't doubt yourself. Believe in yourself. Love yourself. Have faith in yourself. You know, because we're not all perfect, and that's totally fine. We're perfect in every different way. And I'm not perfect, But I still love to create stuff. And even if my stuff aren't perfect, they're already perfect inside, you know? Especially like if you're a chef or if you're an engineer or if you're a writer or if you're, I don't know, a doctor, things aren't going to turn out perfect. And I totally understand. But the things that we already do are perfect. So it doesn't really matter because you're you. Love yourself. Please love yourself. I know a lot of people say, like, you gotta love yourself. But it's true. You gotta love yourself. Self-love is the best love. Definitely at the end of the day, when you work super hard, give yourself a big, big hug. Pat yourself on the shoulder or something. Or smooch yourself in the mirror. You gotta give yourself that credit. Because you worked hard. And I'm super, super duper proud of you. What you created. And what you've done. And for who you are, I'm super proud of you. And I love you for that. So I just want to thank you guys for sparing this time to listen to the podcast. It was really fun. And, you know, I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas again. And guess what? It's at the end of the year already. 2020 is almost over. And guess what? I'm proud of you because you got through this year. This year was like a triumph. This year was really, you went through a lot of things. So I'm very proud of you. And, you know, keep going. Really impressed. Congrats. Give yourself a big hug. Merry Christmas. Very happy, happy New Year's. It's going to be 2021. 2021 is going to be really good. If you like the show, please rate and review on Apple Podcast. It helps more people find the show and it helps us to share our message of mental awareness to people in our community. And if you want to hear more of It's Okay to Feel, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app. Before we go, I want to let you know that I have a website. It's www.siennabellaofficial.com, SIENAPELLA. OFFICIAL.com. But if you go to my website and you sign in with your email through the website, you'll get a free Christmas gift from me. It's like a free download code, which is for me. It's a Christmas gift, little mini Christmas gift. And yeah, and also my third single is going to be coming out soon. It is called All Over Again. A very romantic song, but it's coming out soon. I wrote it and I just finished recording it. And so it'll be out soon, probably this year or next year, like in January, but it'll be out soon. So definitely check that out. My Instagram is SiennabellaOfficial1 and my YouTube channel is SiennabellaOfficial and my other music YouTube channel is Siennabella with like a little music sign at the side. Anyways, have a very Merry Christmas, everyone. I love you all. It's Sienna Bella. Bye.